mostly sunny in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Tennessee lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are working to restore a federal food program that helps feed 700,000 Tennessee children when school is out, known as Summer EBT. Last year, Governor Bill Lee opted Tennessee out of the program, citing $7 million in administrative costs to the state. Yesterday, lawmakers approved funding in the budget so that Tennessee can once again administer the federal program, which previously provided more than $80 million in food aid to children. A separate bill would require Tennessee to apply for the aid each year it's available. That has sailed through the committee so far. However, with the summer break just weeks away, the Tennessee Lookout reports the change comes too late for kids to get summer EBT this year. Instead, Lee has created a smaller feeding program that costs $3 million. Last year, it only reached a tiny fraction of the children served by summer EBT. The city of Memphis says it's investigating four police officers involved in a clash at a No Kings protest late last month. In response to a demand letter from the ACLU, city officials say the officers have been on leave since the incident. Prosecutors have also signaled they won't pursue charges against the three protesters arrested that day. The city's Internal Services Bureau says it will review more than 100 videos and interview potentially dozens of people as part of its investigation. Investigators expect to finish that process in about 2 months. Well, Tennessee lawmakers have passed a $58 billion budget investing in rural hospitals, school vouchers, and law enforcement. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports on what's included.
While the state's typical sources of revenue are down, the legislature is counting on a new tax on inhalable hemp products to add $130 million to the budget. That's despite new laws discouraging hemp sales in the state and the fact that last year, tax collections on the industry totaled less than half that figure. This is Tennessee's first lean budget year in a while and the last of Governor Bill Lee's term. He was successful in expanding the school voucher program, although the legislature didn't fully commit to doubling the number of vouchers to 40,000 like the governor wanted. They still allocated the money to fund that many in the future. Lee was also able to get funding to expand the number of state troopers dedicated to fighting crime in Memphis, but the legislature slashed money he had set aside for youth programs in the city. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.